The Beijing TV station released an animated cartoon named Qi Ji Guang, presenting the national hero's life story. Before the cartoon was created, it launched a survey asking people who Qi Ji Guang is. Many respondents don't know about Qi Ji Guang, while many others confused him with other historical figures with similar names or experiences, such as Huang Ji Guang and Zheng Cheng Gong. 北京电视台在拍摄历史题材动画片戚继光前先做了个戚继光是谁的调查，回答堵枪眼的、炸碉堡的、收复台湾的不乏其人。就此事，人民日报看出了一篇题为别让戚继光继续堵枪眼的评论。 So is it very bad that many people either don't know him or confuse him with someone else?
I just find it very hard to contain my laughter when Xiaohua, you were just introducing this topic. And personally, I don't think I'm a very good example here because I didn't receive all my education or even high school education in China. So, okay, I'm doing this at the risk of other people calling me stupid. But at first, when I heard this name, I couldn't really pinpoint who he was. And I immediately thought about Huang Jiguang because it sounds very similar, right? But then I realized, no, he's like, yeah, like, you know, Huang Jiguang's that, you know, a military hero, but it was during Korean War, so obviously not. And then I thought about Zheng Chenggong as well, but I was like, no, I know Zheng Chenggong. He's like much more famous than Qi Jiguang. So maybe part of it is just Qi Jiguang's fault that he's not as famous as some of the other people, okay?
Well, I mean, also, I mean, it's also about timing.
You're blaming a dead person, anyway.
Well, it is
kind
of his fault, right, for being born when he was born.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I mean, Huang Jiguang, he was a hero. What? Am I saying it wrong?
No, you're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
She was laughing about herself.
Stop laughing at me.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
Stop it. I'm not laughing. Anyway, so Huang Jiguang, I think, you know, one of the reasons perhaps that He Yang is more able to identify him is because he's more recent. It's the Korean War. And so this is you know, still, I think, fresh in people's memories, number one. But also, more than likely, it's probably going to be more emphasized inside of history classes in education. But I think, you know, if we look at George Washington, if we look at Abraham Lincoln, yes, of course, very important people in U.S. history. But there were so many other amazingly important people in U.S. history. If you ask me to name them, I don't think I'll be able to. If you tell me their name, I might be able to remember what they did, right? But at the same time, I mean, there's so many different people in history who made amazing contributions, but for whatever reason, they're kind of lost to time, you might say. And at least in terms of popular consciousness, their presence is not going to be as strong, maybe because their contributions aren't as relevant anymore, or for whatever reason, whoever's writing the textbooks feels that other people are more important, and so it ends up cutting people out.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. And okay, I was joking at the opening of today's discussion when I joined in just a few minutes ago. But when I was doing a little bit of a survey around the office, just trying to prove that I'm not all that ignorant and stupid about Chinese history. And it just turned out that a lot of people do know him and know him, Qi Jiguang, from the history textbook.
But maybe they only know him because we were talking about it in the office. They're like, who is this guy? I need to make sure that if someone asks me, I know who it is, because now I don't know who it is. And so before you ask them, they did their research.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe they all read the news.
Yeah,
that I think it certainly does refresh your memory if, you know, it was there in the first place when you know this person. But it just seems like people mostly get this information from the history books, and those who don't probably just don't remember what they learned from the history books.
And there's just and the thing is, I mean, history is so vast. It is so amazingly vast. And you know, looking at primary and secondary sources, there's so many people who did so many different things with varying impacts. You know, in terms of historical theory, you know, for a long time, there's always the, like, the big person theory, where it was people like Julius Caesar, it's people like Mao Zedong, people like George Washington. You know, these big figures in history are the ones that shaped it. The more recent theories is it has a lot more to do with social forces and the little people and things like that. And so in that sense, I mean, in terms of span, in terms of time, man, there's just so much. In terms of scale, the numbers of people involved, there's just so much. And so the idea that we should know everyone, I mean, come on, give me a break.
And also, I think history is sort of written by the conquerors.
Totally.
So, I mean, maybe Qi Ji Guang, unfortunately, wasn't really being mentioned in certain versions of the history books, and in other versions, he was mentioned. And that being said, still, I think there's something going on with the way that history is being taught in China, mm-hmm. that I, okay, received part of my, all of my junior high education here in China, and I would be very frank here to say that I just, forgot most of the history stuff that I learned here, and partially because our history teacher wasn't very good. Okay, I'm blaming it on her. That's not good. Well, but it was partially because of the way we're being tested, right? It's all about memorization. So as long as you regurgitate all the stuff that you've memorized and get a good grade, and boom, that's it. You don't need to worry about it ever anymore. And you talk about interests, you talk about the active, having the initiative to learn more, to remember that stuff, it's really beyond me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think that if we look at public education systems around the world, they don't, I mean, even the United States and parts of Europe, they don't necessarily encourage intellectual curiosity. I'm just thinking back to one of my high school courses on U.S. history. And again, the teacher, I mean, all she really did was give us busy work. And so she would teach a class, and then like the last like 15 minutes of the class, she would give us a worksheet to work on quietly, and all you had to do was just look in the book for the answer. I mean, easy peasy. But that doesn't encourage you to be more interested in the material. The way she presented the material wasn't all that interesting. And so, you know, it happens in China. It happens in the United States. But I do want to, you know, bring it back for a second to, you know, the Beijing TV and this cartoon, because there was a seminar given by a professor on Beijing TV. And one of his points was that popular cartoons in China lack historical background, to which I say, why do cartoons need to have historical background?
Exactly. That was my question as well. Well, of course, if this is a, you know, a cartoon about Qi Ji Guang, of course, there has to be historical background, because that's a historical figure. But what about other ones about, you know, turtles and ninjas?
But then he brought up Naruto and One Piece, which aren't even Chinese.
Yeah, that's his point. I think he's trying to say that, oh, Chinese kids can recognize all those characters from these very popular Japanese manga and can't really say much about Chinese cartoons, and the only one you can talk about is the big wolf and the stupid sheep or whatever you call
no,
it.
The smart sheep.
Really?
The happy sheep.
The happy sheep.
Plus, no. What is it? It's the Disney translation, because they has on Disney Channel. It's called The Big Bad Wolf and Pleasant Goat.
Yes.
Okay, and I don't watch that kind of stuff. And
or is it Pleasant Goat and Big Bad Wolf?
It's actually a sheep. I wonder why they translated it into goat.
I don't know.
They're sheep. They look like sheep.
Some of them have horns, and sheep don't have horns.
Yeah. Hello, Qi Ji Guang. Hello.
Yeah. Sorry.
Obviously, you guys have kids, and you enjoy probably spending time watching cartoon with them.
No.
And then it just doesn't really seem that, except for this, the goat cartoon, there is many other like good Chinese cartoons.
I agree.
And I think so here, maybe they're trying to introduce something new, incorporating historic figures into cartoons. So having fun and learning a little bit about history, it should be a good thing. But with how these projects are being executed here in China, often it's a bit like preaching, it's a bit too indoctrinating, it's just not fun anymore. Mm. But I haven't lost all hope with this project.
Yeah, well, the fact that they did such a survey and raised a whole discussion about this historical figure shows that they're pretty smart in approaching about it, right? But I have a final question, you know, about not necessarily historical figures or knowledge, but, you know, in general, trivial knowledge, knowledge that are not so practical, but may have its use one day. Do you think that people can, you know, need to know some of these trivial knowledge?
It makes you sound smart, but actually
smart.
These days you can Google all that stuff, Baidu all that stuff. It's not all that niche knowledge anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, knowing more is always good. You know, knowledge for knowledge's sake, I don't think is necessary. I think that it can actually be quite blinding. I mean, if you're just collecting trivia, just to collect trivia and sound like the smartest person in the room, I think there's a problem with that. But hey, you know, if the more that you know, the better you'll do when you watch TV shows like Jeopardy or play board games like Trivial Pursuit.